Ken Rocks in Muddy Creek. Still a good day today. Great first moto and second moto. Maybe not what you want, but yeah, just chipping away.
Yeah, the first moto was pretty good. Ended up being fifth on the start. Fought my way all the way up and then just stayed there the whole time. Had a good recovery in between the motos and felt actually pretty good for a second moto. My start was horrible, though. I was about mid-pack and then fought my way up there and went down pretty good up there.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just tipped over. Someone said,
oh, you just tipped over. Like my rear end slid out and then I caught a bump and then I jumped off the bike. I mean, I wouldn't say it was a super gnarly crash. Bad as it went, it couldn't have gone any better. But still went down, and so my whole, boot unbuckled. I'm not going to talk too much about that. It was definitely a distraction, but I tried to forget about it and not let it bother me as much. Actually, rode pretty good, got all the way up to third. I could have been the overall. Happy about that. And then did another mistake, ran off the track. So Blake Baggett came by. That was about two laps before the end. So Blake went by, and so I ended up being fourth in that moto. It dropped me all the way to third on the podium.
It was a crazy moto, though, like for you, up, down, sideways, crashing, boot, Zach Osborne on you at the end.
Yeah, it was horrible. I felt good fitness-wise. Yeah. I mean, for sure we can get a little better, but I can't go too hard right now because it's, in between the race. We're barely home 3 days, and, I don't want to do too much right there. But I felt pretty good on the bike. I can't complain, and so it's, I'm still happy. I think KTM can't ask for anything more. I mean, Marvin won, Dungey won, I got third.
Well, the question, like guys like me in the media are asking, last year you led the second most laps. You only got one moto win. You did get caught at the end at some races. So we're watching to see if you've improved. Lakewood, we're like, maybe not. But I think today, way humider, hotter, still no break. I think you answered that you are in better shape than last year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's not 100%. I could be way stronger, honestly. Uh-huh. I feel that myself. But that's just, I still try to enjoy life next to that. I mean, so many people.
You're what, 18, 19?
19 now. Yeah. I still, there's so many days out there where I could do so much more and I would probably be so much better in shape and everything. And I could probably be a lot better. But for right now, I just still try to enjoy it. And it's still working pretty good. I mean, compared to last year, I don't think it's, I'm as bad as last year. I think I improved a lot, and there's still we can get a lot better, but for right now I think there's a lot of people out there that do a lot more in training, but it's good for me to see that it works. I'm still up there, and always try to choose a good spot to put in work, and then good spots to take it off a little bit.
I like that. Good honest answer. I like that. Good job.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Ken.